Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Corporate DE&I programs are growing less popular with workers. As the external, often political attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts escalated last year, many people still seem to value the importance of DE&I at work. The Pew Research Center found that in early 2023, about 56% of workers believed DE&I was a good thing for companies to embrace, and though that sentiment was more prevalent among women and people of color. But now some workers seem to feel differently about DE&I. In a new Pew survey, 52% of respondents still said DE&I programs were largely a positive force in the workplace, but 21% described the focus on DE&I as a bad thing, compared to only 16% in 2023. There was also an increase in the share of workers at 19% who claimed their companies put too much attention on DE&I issues, up from 14% the year prior. And meanwhile, only 12% thought too little attention was paid to DE&I, a drop from 15% in the last survey. Even among people of color, there seemed to be less enthusiasm for DE&I. In 2023, very few black workers, only 3%, said their employers focused too much on DE&I. This year, however, 8% reported feeling that way. And while 18% of black employees still believe there isn't enough emphasis placed on DE&I, that was a notable drop from 28% of workers last year. And Asian workers were also less inclined to view DE&I as a good thing. And the share of those workers who hold that belief decreased from 72% to 57%. Despite these changes, overall, women and people of color remain the most likely to support DE&I at work. Most respondents also maintain that DE&I efforts are beneficial to Black, Hispanic, and Asian workers. The groups of workers that felt most negatively about DE&I, men and those who identify as Republican, had not changed their stance in a meaningful way, and if anything, they've doubled down on their beliefs. There were fewer men who saw DE&I as a positive investment, and more who felt the focus on DE&I was detrimental. White employees were more likely to see DE&I efforts as damaging to people like them. 47% of white workers surveyed said DE&I hurt white men, while 29% said it was harmful to white women. And over half of Republicans, 56%, also said DE&I negatively impacted white men. Pew's findings reflect a broader cultural shift that has no doubt influenced public perception of DE&I in the workplace. And the Supreme Court's decision to strike down affirmative action for most college admission decisions in 2023 helped fuel a growing anti-DE&I movement, which has been championed by many conservatives and other figures on the political right. Across the corporate world, companies have quietly pulled back on DE&I efforts in response, or at a minimum, made changes to their programs to shield themselves from any legal liability. As conservative activists increasingly are targeting major employees for their DE&I practices, leaders at a number of companies have reversed or significantly altered their diversity programs. The data from Pew Research suggests that some workers, too, might be reevaluating their stance on DE&I. In the H3 HR Advisors 2025 Workplace Trends Report, we noted that the external challenges on DE&I programs from some conservative activists will challenge leaders and organizations and may actively apply pressure to force a reduction in DE&I efforts. We also stated that leaders who make DE&I a priority will have to stand firm in 2025 in the face of these pressure campaigns. And we also reminded leaders in our report that a comprehensive DE&I culture is a key differentiator in a competitive talent market. Top candidates still seek out employers that demonstrate a genuine commitment to inclusivity, and companies that can provide such environments are more likely to attract and retain high-caliber talent. Certainly 2025 will be a pivotal year for DE&I in the workplace. We'll continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.